Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
A councillor on Dublin's north side is warning dog owners in the area to keep their pets close to them when out on a walk. And the councillor is Donna Cooney, who's here with us on Lunchtime Live today. Donna, can you just tell us what you'd like to raise?
Andrew.
How are you? Good, yeah. What's the issue that you'd like to raise?
Hello, Andrea?
I can hear you perfectly, yeah. Can you hear us okay? You can.
I can, yeah. You went for a second there, but you're
great.
Back.
Now, tell us, what is the issue that you want to raise, Donna?
I want to raise the issue that people need to be cautious with their dogs. At the moment, there's a virus going around, and I know that generally dogs are prone to picking up viruses anyway, and it's not that unusual. But from anecdotally, from the reports I'm getting, it seems to be more prevalent. And from the local vet, he's definitely seeing cases of this virus, and it makes dogs quite ill. Vomiting, diarrhea, and if any dog is particularly weak, they can get very sick with it and end up very dehydrated and end up having to be hospitalised. So just to err on the side of caution, you pick it up from other dogs and where other dogs have been. So the advice is to keep them on a lead and to not let them go near other dogs or socialise with other dogs outside your house.
How did this issue, how did you become aware of this, or did somebody bring it to your attention?
Well, I was getting, people were contacting me, and it was on social media the day before yesterday, but I didn't like to say anything until I got, you don't want to get people be fearful for reason, what I mean? Because sometimes, and there was different people were suggesting that it could be rat poison in the park and this and that. So I thought, I'll contact my trusted vet and find out. And and then once I did, I thought it was a duty to actually share the information. I'm very much a dog lover, and I have my dog, and my neighbour just a couple of doors down, their dog was quite ill as well. So I just thought, I would be running down the seafront and I saw dogs running around and, sniffing each other and things, and I thought that I better get this information out.
This is over in, you're based in Clontarf, is that right, Donna?
I am, yeah. So first of all, people were talking about it in St. Anne's Park, but it seems to be all about, it's not just the park. It's generally, it's just because there's quite a lot of people out there walking their dogs.
Oh, yeah. And so, people during this period with COVID and the restrictions, and they're working from home, and they're, probably using the walkways and the likes of St. Anne's Park and other parks in the catchment, on a frequent basis.
It's nothing particularly to do with St. Anne's Park. In fact, even on my own Twitter account, people are saying now that, it's on Cliney Hill and it's here and there. So it's just generally just a virus that's picked up.
It could be anywhere.
Anywhere. So mainly, I suppose, until it dies down, is to, keep the contagion down by keeping your dog on a shorter lead.
The word virus is something that we're all far too familiar with, Donna, at the moment. So when you contacted your local vet who was maybe dealing with cases of this or like this, it's nothing to do with COVID-19 then, is it?
I'm not aware that it is anything to do with that. I know blood tests have gone out to UCD and they would generally take samples. I don't even know if they've got the results back, but I'm not aware that it's anything to do. I've been told that it's a normal, there's nothing unusual or mysterious about it. It's just a normal virus that goes around. It just seems to be more contagious. Maybe there's more dogs out. They normally maybe in the house they wouldn't get walked as often. People are walking their dogs. I think I saw something where a dog was up on top of a wardrobe in a kitchen. Somebody had shared this cartoon trying to stop itself from getting another walk because every member of the family wanted to walk.
You're looking for any excuse to get outside and get a bit of fresh air. So you don't know then categorically that we'll say the local vets in the catchment there have had an increase in people bringing dogs with this particular issue.
All I know is that it's been confirmed that it is an issue, and whether the numbers are increased more than usual, I know particularly this time of the year, maybe it's something that is the time of the year where it's more prevalent than usual anyway. I don't have, you know, I don't have the numbers or the figures as such. Yeah. But the way we can keep it down is, like any virus, and we all know it now, is to you know, keep it from spreading from dog to dog. It's the same way as we have our own virus issues that we have to keep separate. So for the time being, until it's gone, because some dogs can get, you know, quite ill, and there's a lot of concerned dog owners that, you know, there's no need to not walk your dog. I've been told that category by the vet as well. You can walk your dog, just keep it on a lead and just stop it socialising.
Okay, so keep it on a lead, and I assume then at that probably a short lead too.
Yeah, keep it on a short lead. No running, you know, sniffing about under the hedges and, you know, the lampposts and things. Just try and keep your dog close to you, and at least until this dies out.
Perfect. OK, Donna Cooney, councillor in Clontarf in Dublin. Thanks for making contact with us here on Lunchtime Live today. We're just going to stay with this, actually. Pete is on the line. Pete, you are a vet, as of course most people here, listeners to News Talk, will know. What do you have to say on this?
Well, I think the main message for me would be that people should make sure that their pets are properly vaccinated. There are a number of gastrointestinal viruses that do go around the animal world, just like in the human world. And, you know, we do see, if you like, mini outbreaks of these from time to time. But what is most worrying, or more worrying, is when dogs, there's a virus called parvovirus that goes around, which is a far more serious gastrointestinal virus that has effects right throughout the dog's body. And, you know, and it will often kill dogs regardless of what you do. The other gastrointestinal viruses tend to be at least treatable, and with the right approach, dogs get better. But if they pick up parvovirus, then really, despite everything, many of them still die. So I just would be urging people to make sure their pets are properly vaccinated against parvovirus. It is part of the usual vaccines that the vets give, so yeah, most dogs probably are. But people do need to pay attention to that.
How will people know if their dog has that particular virus you're talking about?
Well, parvovirus causes very severe gastroenteritis as well. As well as a dog having an upset stomach, in other words, as well as having vomiting and diarrhea, they'll also generally be systemically ill. So they'll often have a high temperature. They'll be quite dull and depressed and just not at all happy in themselves. And that is far more serious. And that's why vaccines are so important in the dog world.
Okay, well, there you go. Of course, Pete is with the Pete Fix Club. Thanks for being our Pet Fix, I should say. Pete from Pet Fix, I should say. Totally messed that up. Pet Fix Club. Thanks a million, Pete, for being with us here on Lunchtime Live today. I have another text in here to the News Talk text line. I work in My Vet Group. We've three clinics in the greater Dublin area, and I can confirm we've seen a spike in gastrointestinal cases in dogs over the past week alone. Suspect infectious cause. Many dogs quite ill. No confirmed cause, though.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.